This may be a good moment to recall the words of Tony Hayward. About a month ago, we asked the chief executive of BP about paying the costs of the spill. Here's what he said.
Where legitimate claims are made, we will be good for them.
We will be good for those claims, he said. BP now says that by the end of June, it will have paid more than $80 million to affected businesses. The tourism and fishing industry say the company is paying too little money, too slowly. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
The white sand beach on Grand Isle, Louisiana, stretches as far as the eye can see. On this voluptuously hot day, the sunbathers' mecca has been transformed into an industrial site. Cleanup workers are hauling gear and supplies, shoring up bright orange oil booms to contain the crude. Keith Matern, who owns a house here, says the island's economy has been gutted.
Oh, it'd be packed full of people this time of year, crabbing and fishing and in the water.
Appearing on BBC television last Sunday, BP executive Tony Hayward promised to pay all legitimate claims stemming from the spill's economic fallout.
What we have done so far is to pay every claim that's been presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will continue to do that.
But a growing number of people say that's just not true.
During May of last year, it was close to $27,000 that I made in that period, and they gave us $5,000.
Clarence Duplessis is a shrimper and oysterman from Plaquemines Parish, one of the hardest hit areas on the Louisiana coast. He says he gave BP all the documentation the company asked for, and they still wouldn't pay his full claim.
BP has been advertising on the radio station that they're going to pay people according to what they were making. The adjuster said he has no knowledge of this.
Duplessis spoke yesterday in St. Bernard's Parish near New Orleans, outside a hearing held by the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Those who testified said BP is happy to sign $5,000 checks, but won't commit to making bigger, long-term payments. Louisiana Congressman Charlie Melisson, whose district has borne the brunt of the spill, says people here don't trust Hayward to keep his word.
It probably will end up more lawyering than resolving the claims. It's the nature of the animal. You know, large corporation versus how long can the little guy hold out.
While locals were testifying about the claims bottleneck in St. Bernard's Parish, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen was raising the issue at a press briefing at the White House. He said the process is especially slow for larger businesses needing compensation.
That appears that may be a little cumbersome right now, so we're actually going to have a meeting with British Petroleum this week and try and simplify their ability to actually handle the claims from businesses.
BP officials declined to be interviewed for this story and only sent a statement promising to pay all legitimate and objectively verifiable claims. Kelby Lynn, who owns one of the biggest resorts on Dauphin Island in Alabama, says more money has to start flowing soon.
Our problem right now is survival over the next 6 months.
Lynn told the House panel that the money BP offered him wasn't nearly enough to cover the costs of dozens of tourist cottages that are all sitting empty.
When you talk about $5,000, we have a $60,000 a month overhead for my business. So I would get 2.5 days out of that.
Lynn says he hired an attorney to press his claim, but not everybody can afford that kind of help. For a lot of workers along the coast whose business is done mostly in cash, just documenting how much they usually earn will be tough. The White House says National Guard soldiers may be deployed to help people fill out the paperwork BP is demanding. Brian Mann, NPR News, New Orleans.